Three local men are penitentiary bound for a horrendous revenge attack 3 years ago on a drug enforcer, violence the judge described as vigilante justice. The trio's actions on the morning of May 16, 2019 were planned and premeditated, Superior Court Justice Edward Garreau said Wednesday when he imposed the prison terms. The victim Donald LaRue was severely beaten and, essentially left for dead, in the attack that occurred at a James Street apartment. His injuries were serious, extensive and long-lasting, the judge noted. What the three offenders did to the victim, who wasn't well-liked, was premeditated violence fueled by vigilantism and a desire for revenge, Garreau said. James Bolin, Jarrett Jocko and Gilbert Ryan Wilson pleaded guilty to aggravated assault and entering a dwelling with the intent to commit an indictable offense on March 30, 2021. Sentencing was put over a number of times because of COVID-19 difficulties and to allow for preparation of pre-sentence and GLADU reports. Bolin, 32, Jocko, 37, and Wilson, 32, were each sentenced to 7 years imprisonment, less credit for the time they have spent in pre-sentence custody, for the aggravated assault, and 1 year concurrent for the second offense. With the credit, Bolin has a further 3.5 years to serve, while Jocko and Wilson each face 2.4 more years behind bars. The court heard city police responded to an injured person call at an apartment, above Al's Corner Pub, at 196 James Street at about 10 a.m. that May morning. Officers found LaRue, who had serious injuries to his head and body, inapt. 2. He was unresponsive and was transported to Sioux Area Hospital in critical condition. LaRue suffered a traumatic brain injury in the attack and was transferred to Sudbury for treatment. During their investigation, police obtained video surveillance, recorded by 6 cameras located throughout the building, including from the hallway outside of the apartment where the assault occurred. The footage provided a clear uninterrupted view of the lead-up to and the aftermath of the assaults, but didn't capture the attack, Garreau noted in his written sentencing decision. It captured LaRue entering the apartment at 7:25 a.m. with two other people who didn't witness the assault. At 7:47 a.m. the three accused, who were armed, approached the apartment. Wilson was carrying a baseball bat, Bolin had a crowbar or tire iron and Jocko a metal tool. Bolin and Wilson were wearing bunny suits, white coveralls, while Jocko was in street clothes. They entered the apartment at 7:48 a.m. The assault occurred and they exited about a minute later. When they left the building at 7:51 a.m., Wilson and Bolin appeared to be carrying the overalls. Jocko gave police an inculpatory statement, describing what had occurred, but didn't identify any other perpetrators. He said he had struck LaRue twice with a metal poker, hitting him in the back of shoulder and leg. The accused indicated he didn't deliver the first blow and confirmed someone had struck the victim in the head. Jocko said he took part in the assault for revenge, because LaRue has bullied a lot of people, and had beat up someone in his home 2 weeks earlier. Other people who were in the building at the time also provided statements. The court heard LaRue doesn't recall the altercation. He indicated he is acquainted with Bolin and Wilson but doesn't know why they wanted to attack him. Garreau said the offenses, which involved extreme violence and had a significant impact on the health and well-being of the victim, meant denunciation and deterrence are the primary objectives in sentencing. It is apparent the victim was not well-liked and took advantage of vulnerable people who had drug addictions, the judge said, describing LaRue as a drug enforcer who undoubtedly preyed upon people. While all of this may be true, it doesn't provide an excuse for the three men to extract vigilante justice or to take the law into their own hands, Garreau said. He noted the offender's remorse and guilty pleas as mitigating factors, but said this must be balanced against the aggravating factor of the vigilante nature of the acts. Individuals cannot take the law into their own hands to mete out the justice and punishment that they deem appropriate, Garreau wrote. A safe society cannot function in this way, and the vigilante nature of this offense must be denounced in the clearest of terms. Bolin has an extensive criminal record for nonviolent offenses, and while Wilson has numerous convictions, he doesn't have a history of acts of violence. Jacko's record reflects acts of violence, including assault with a weapon and sexual assault. Garreau ordered the trio to provide samples for National DNA database, and also imposed lifetime weapons prohibitions.